was Jaime.
Forget the quiz. So.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. If you can hear me, it's cool. I am so bummed out. Our guest actually can't make it due to technical difficulties. I did everything I can to make it work. It did not work. It is all my fault. I'm a terrible host. I need to work on it. I'm sorry, Trey. And because, Trey, I am so terrible, I've decided to replace myself with your new co-host, Jaime.
I'm the new co-host.
Jaime, I set it all up. You have to say it like you knew already. Like it was a joke. Like you had to pretend like you were already. You're like, yes.
Welcome everyone to the new Jaime show featuring DJ sound effects and sometimes Scapta.
What is happening right now?
Trey, give me a beatbox. I am about to lose my mind. Looking back and I'm feeling fine, but now I know I am fine, cause I'm so defined rhyme. Only if you can't find line, but now whoa. I only if I can't pretend like I am. Only if I get it, cause I still can't feel the plan. And I'm bigger when a man got around that full of land. And you're yelling with the people and you're looking for the plan. Oh no! I'm out of control, tripping like a flow. When I can get him up, now I gotta get him. No. Now I'm on the ground, cause I'm sitting on the flow. Gotta pretend like I'm something I know. Yo, what am I thinking? You got my slow, like my glow was ripping. I'm like this, and now I'm kicking. Wanna be somebody, now my verbs ain't spitting. Yeah, I just rap. I knew sometimes I can feel my facts. One day I can get it all back. Did you know what I was gonna do when I rip raps? Oh ho! Now I get it so ho when I can't flow. Gotta make it like whoa, low. Now I get it like oh. See you in a few minutes, my bros.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows.
What is up, guys? How's it going?
Hello.
Is it going okay? Doing some working.
Dang it. Working. I thought I had it already prepped. I didn't have it prepped.
No.
I should just have a Jaime one. I don't know why I don't have a Jaime one on.
No. I thought we did.
I mean, we always have this one.
I own that. I look good in whatever that is.
I know. You were like in a poncho, but I have no idea why it looks like, yeah.
It looks like, you remember those old 3D pictures where you had to focus in the background or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the 90s. It looks like you took one of those and wrapped it around me, and now we'll never be able to tell what the actual image was supposed to be.
Yep, I 100% agree. It's weird.
All right, so what is everyone's headline of the week? Or rather, let's do this properly.
What is everybody's headline of the week?
I gotta think of mine.
I know. Well, you just realized
while you guys think,
like 5 seconds ago,
I got over 20,000 games for free.
For free?
For free.
For free?
I got over 20,000 games for free. All right, Jason, you got one? Jaime, you got one?
No, but I'm trying to come up with one quickly.
Okay.
I
It can't be lame now, Jason.
Oh, I just got a job to produce a new podcast.
Oh, that's fun.
And he's dropping Trey.
Well, he got replaced, so now he has to go find somewhere to...
That is true.
...to go on, so...
All right, Jaime, what's your
I'm going to say 220 and counting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, since I have it prepped and ready, you guys see this thing right here? I'm going to pull it up to the screen so you guys can actually see it. It's there. There we go. It is not a Game Boy.
Street Fighter. It's not a Game Boy?
This is called the Pow Kitty RG something or other. and it has over 15,000 games in it.
20,000 games.
And I mean, literally, Dragon Ball Z, Contra, Call of Duty, 4, Modern Warfare, Final Fantasy 1-7, Ice Age. I don't know why.
I didn't even know there was an Ice Age game.
Oh wow! Hold up.
That's got to be wrong, right?
I'm booting The Legend of Zelda: Phantom Hourglass right now, and it's a DS game. So anyway, yeah, it's really fun. So people, in the past couple years, the retro emulator community has blown up. Everyone is making their own pocket emulator, and they make them look like Game Boys and a whole bunch of like handheld consoles. Some of them even look like Switches, but they are, some of them run Android, and you have open source internet, so you can go and you can get whatever game you want as long as you own the game and you know, emulate it. And so there's some that can run really powerful games at the palm of your hand, and it is super cool. And I got this for free. I got it from the TikTok shop, and I spent a pretty penny on it, but they canceled the order like within a week. It came in the mail a couple days ago. And I was like, wait, I thought the order was canceled. I don't know what happened. It must have already shipped. They totally canceled it. I got it for free. Honestly, it's a little disappointing if you would have paid for it, if you would have paid money for it. But it's still really cool.
Free advertising, huh?
Well,
there's no such thing as bad advertising.
Well, no, this is still fun. It's still awesome. And it just needs more RAM, because it's struggling to run more powerful games.
The reason I got canceled is that they probably used they probably used like Nintendo or something in their hashtags, and TikTok, since it's the new TikTok shop, they're canceling everybody's things. Like, I know a few people that,
let me go order 5 more.
Yeah, no, not their
go orders, hashtag but... go hashtag everything that says Nintendo on it and that's not Nintendo, and get that for free.
Because I don't know if they're canceling the orders, but I know a lot of people are getting their stuff took down.
Is this true? Is it for real?
I paid $0 for this in my hand. I paid $0.
Well, I once paid like almost $100 for a laser engraver that went over my ear, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that one when you got the earmuffs. That was great. Yeah.
No, it was my laser engraver, Jason. Scout.
Oh, sorry. Laser. Well, engraved it.
My laser engraver.
Lisa, that's fun. I got a new podcast. It's called Flows for You But Better. With my new co-host. Man, I wish I had a really good beatboxer in my head for this. If you know
Lil Fresh, you call him Lil Fresh. That's what his name will be, like Dougie Fresh, but Lil Fresh.
I'm actually going to be producing a new podcast. Which is about Latina professors, and my friend, she's already recorded all, and she.
Wait, it's a she. I thought it was a he.
No.
Okay.
Oh cool. No. If you know, it's my friend Bianca Neal, who just happens to know another guy named Saul Paul. So,
she knows who.
Her husband, Saul Paul.
Oh. So they're married.
Yeah, she's his manager, and she's awesome. So, she is an amazing person on her own, and so she has this thing, and so hopefully, I'm gonna be like.
You hurt Trey's feelings. He's totally.
She,
no, she I'm, has, I'm not. I'm just wigging out over this thing. Sorry.
She already has all of the. stop it!
You can't see it. It's in DS format. Stuff
recorded. So I just need to make everything work. So
how fun.
I get to produce, like, the cool part is you'll appreciate this, is I actually get to produce the show how I want with music, and I get to dictate how the questions go and all that stuff. So I just get to take
nothing like on Flows for You, huh?
No, where I can't control anything.
We wanted to give you an announcement, Trey. We just didn't know how to tell you, so.
Was surprise! That, was that you with the announce, with the sounds, or is that something on my computer that's breaking?
Someone's. It sounds like there's like a spring or something going on in the background somewhere.
Oh no, it's definitely. I haven't, guys. I've had some bad day here. Give me a second.
You don't. Oh, okay.
I like a Star Wars poster.
Ooh, can you, Jace, can you turn, can you move to the right a little bit?
Why? What did I miss?
I just wanted to see his apple bottom jeans.
What? What's happening over there?
I said, ooh, Jason, can you move to the right a little bit? He chimed and goes, why? I said I wanted to see his apple bottom jeans.
That was off him. That was on him. Yeah.
So when is this? Oh, no. What happened?
With what?
Is that from the rake?
Yeah, this is from my Home Alone incident.
What?
Oh, do you not know the story, Jaime? Did I tell you about this?
If you shared it online or on last week's episode, I think I missed last week's episode.
So I shared it 2 weeks ago. And what happened is I got
home alone. Oh, I was there for that episode.
But I got home alone. He didn't hear the beginning. I stepped on a rake. It punctured my foot 3 times, fell into a shelf, and got 14 stitches in my arm. And I'm just starting to walk again. Jeez. So, yeah. My daughter did it. My daughter stuck the rake in the front. She doesn't want me around anymore. She's 2. Let's go.
How are you going to blame the kid? Dang.
I mean, she's the one that
put Sweetheart, when you watch this when you're an adult, your dad meant every word of it.
Okay? Dadgummit, Joby.
Everything you feel, he wanted you to feel it all, okay?
Wow.
Oh, no. My gosh.
No, I definitely don't blame her. That's what it is.
He doesn't blame you, sweetie, because he knows you're going to feel guilty about it anyway. So.
Well, in other news,
mic drop. Yes,
Jason, I hope you can earn some money on your new podcast.
Yeah,
whatever it's
called. He's like, I didn't earn any on this one. What makes you think I earn on the other one?
No. I'm getting paid for the podcast.
Oh,
that's okay, nice.
Okay. I was joshing.
And then eventually, you'll just drop me altogether.
Oh no, I'm not actually on the podcast. Like, I'm not going to be like on the podcast.
He's going to be in the background, dude.
Editing.
I'm just editing. I'm not doing anything fancy.
Post edit, so it's not even going to be live.
No.
Oh, okay. No,
it's already recorded. She already has the 10 episodes recorded. I just need to turn them into episodes. They're just like 10 interviews that I got to turn into podcast.
Ooh, so. I can't wait to see these.
Yeah, I thought about you when I was listening to it. What did I just watch? Oh, Jaime, you need to watch Polite Society.
I've heard of this. I don't remember what it is, though. I just remember the word.
It's something.
It is a movie about two Pakistani sisters, that one is like wants to be a stunt woman and the other one wants to be an artist, and then it just does the normal.
I did see it. I liked it a lot. It?
Oh yeah. I thought about. I thought it'd be a cute one with your kids. I thought that was.
I wish they would have watched it with me, but I think that was one they were like, nah, forget it.
They made a bad decision because that movie was awesome.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
It has these amazing.
It got crazy, right? It was
you expect it to be one thing, and then it ends up being like an action adventure kung fu movie.
Yeah, it was. I really dug that.
Which one was it called?
When they cut out, like, you're like, so was it really
make Polite Society?
Really hit each other that much? I liked it. It's worth another watch, even.
Yeah, my son made me rewatch it because he saw me watching it, and then I made him watch the intro. And I had the full surround sound on because I was, what just happened to me? Something I had spent all day on something and it just collapsed or something. I forget what happened.
It was really you collapsed. Remember you fell on in the boards or whatever. You collapsed.
Oh, my, the plumbing of the front hose on my front, not my front hose, but the water that gets supplied.
You got
to
back
me
ones
from,
too?
No, you know the hose that supplies your house with water? That pipe? That busted in our house. So then I had to call a person to fix
Don't let them bust you, man. You better put them in the control.
Okay. Are you done? I'm trying to tell you a good story. And then they called and canceled me and canceled the order, canceled the thing because they don't warranty their work for some reason. They're like, we don't warranty our work. I'm like, but it just—you just did it a month ago. Like, no, sorry.
Wait,
it was
the hose canceled you.
The plumbers canceled me.
Gotcha.
And then cancel culture. At the same time, my I got a brand new car.
Man, you getting a brand new house, a brand new car, some brand new scratches, some brand new stitches.
Well, so the brand new car is because my other car got totaled because of my head-on collision. And then I had to buy a new car.
You were in an accident. That's right.
Which was terrible because I had to buy, like, I only had $6,000 to buy a car. And since I bought a new house, I have no credit. So I can't get a car, I can't get another car.
You had to get a brand used car, didn't you?
And then that quadrupled my insurance. So I went from $40. Now I have to, just for that one, it's like $200 for the car. So I don't know what the problem was. But at that point, I was done with the day. And I just laid on the couch, found the first movie I hadn't seen that had an action sequence in it, and then turned it on and ended up being that Polite Society. No, I stayed up.
No, that's when he fell asleep on the dresser.
Oh, my gosh.
That has to be it. Man, you have had an eventful month.
This last month 30 days. I think I said this to a friend. I was like, this has been a terrible month. And he goes, I never knew you were that kind of person.
Wait, what was that again? What'd you say?
I said this was a terrible month.
No, before that.
I talked to a friend.
What's that?
I talked to a colleague that I normally talk to every once in a while.
Ah, okay, colleague. I know what that is.
Yes.
The mirror.
Yes. Wow. Well, you know.
Hold on. Honestly, wait for it. Wait for it. Let me say it one more time. Nah, the effect's gone. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
I mean, with me, my coworkers have to change that diaper, like, 3 times a day of my coworkers. So, you know, it's how life works.
Yeah, I really appreciate my coworkers. I'm glad I don't have to change their diapers.
Yeah, it's a bad situation when you have to do that. We're so not focused at all today.
Who's not focused?
I want to hear Jaime's. I want to hear Jaime's highlight.
I went for 7 highlights before Jaime even got to share. I see what
I was just going
to
let it go. I was like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. He has to talk. It is his show, after all. He can do whatever.
It is.
He can go start another one if he wants to and say more over there.
All right, Jaime, what's your highlight of the week?
So I have been pretty, and I just pulled this out of the hat because I wasn't sure what to bring up. I didn't know I was even going to be on here, everyone, until I showed up to help them get some stuff fixed, I thought.
Yes.
But it turns out they didn't need it fixed. It was already fixed. So they were like, hey, so come on in. Anyway, I'm really happy because proud of myself because I started a new YouTube channel and I've already got it built up to like 220 subscribers, 223 subscribers in less than, about a month.
So that's awesome, man.
Yeah. I'm a little proud of myself. My kid, she comes around. She's like, Dad, you rock. Yes. She's like, slay. I'm like, appreciate that.
Yes. Yes. And
so, yeah. So I have a cybersecurity YouTube that I host every week. And I've had guests on who professionals in the field and then people who are trying to get into it and sharing. So far, I've only had one of those, actually, someone who's gotten into the field. And so they're sharing their success stories. But I'll have more as we move forward. But for the most part right now, it's really a little bit of my interpretation of some cybersecurity methodologies and the framework and my explanation of that. And then there's, like I said, professionals who've been in the field for a number of years who are sharing their experiences, not so much as experience, but actually teaching on it kind of thing, right? And so I'm like, it's cool because I'm looking at it right now. Let me see. If I go to videos and I hit popular.
How do you deal with all the comments that you get from the exciting content that you put out?
People are always commenting for the most part, and they come in there and they'll just ask questions and say hi. So,
well, that I think I've already told them how cool I think it is in general. But the thing is that you do get a capped audience when it comes to, you're like, I'm focusing on cybersecurity professionals.
capped. I would say a niche field of people, right? I'm not I'm definitely not catering for the general population. Trey,
this is the reason why we only get 3 to 4 people, is we're focused on niche. We really want to just give those 4 people an amazing podcast. That's what we focus on, because we're focusing on my mom and my dad
And Olaf Slayer.
And Olaf Slayer. Oh, and Jaime.
The occasional lulls.
I didn't even get in there. That's all right.
Jaime is number four.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Hey,
because you're so, also
first will be last will be first.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. It's okay. You know, I do it for my own enjoyment, even though y'all never like. But so, like, my top video has 339 views. So that's kind of
cool. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
More than any video. I think that's more than all our videos on our videos.
So let me tell you, though, this. My daughter has a YouTube, right? And
oh, Lord.
I tell people, I'm like, you know, when I was cheering about my YouTube and stuff, and she was the one who was cheering me on. She was like, you rock, Dad Slay. You know, and I was like, yeah. But I was telling some colleagues that I work with, and I was like, yeah. Then I have to remember my daughter has like over 1,000 subscribers on her channel, has like hundreds of thousands of views on her videos. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I better take advice from her. But she also has a very niche field. Have you guys ever heard of Slow to Perfection? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Brisket. First time hearing about it.
I love that your daughter has a brisket channel. I'm excited about it now.
Brisket? No.
Slow to Perfection. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So they take a song, and they'll take a clip of a song, and then they'll take like an anime and a clip of that. She overlays them together, and then she stretches it out so that it can be like anywhere from a 2-minute video to like, I think I think she's had an hour long video before, but it's the same clip over and over, and it's slowed, literally the tempo slowed down so that it just drags out in that little short. Clip.
Oh yeah, I see that all over TikTok and YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be like, but it's a slowed down song. But the clip is just, it's like a GIF almost. It's GIF.
Yes. But she is an expert at creating them, and she literally has, and it's easy to see why. But still, I can't.
It's music. It, yeah.
I'm like, you got over 1,000 subscribers and hundreds of thousands of views on an individual video. So I'm like. And me.
That is also Dustin.
Oh, it is? He's got a new name? What's up, Dustin?
He's probably watching us either on YouTube. Oh, well, he is watching us on YouTube. He's probably watching us on... Let me see. Let me listen.
He hasn't come on...
Yeah, he's listening to it on YouTube.
He hasn't come and stopped by in a long...
DJ Scott, the Pineapples podcast.
I like that, actually. That sounds like a fun term. But anyway, so that's my thing. I like it. So again, it's a very niche field. So it's only, you know, those people who cybersecurity type stuff. So
when he showed it to me, I was very proud of him.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate you for saying that.
I can't wait to voice act for your opening bit for your channel, whenever that is.
So I called Trey once because I told him I wanted him to do something for me, but then
what? He's just gonna go EO11022 security. 37
vis-a-vis-backslash.
What's your channel called again?
Cyber Gangsters Cybersecurity.
It sounds way
Cyber
cooler.
Gangsters Cybersecurity. When everything else goes wrong.
Dude, go check it out. Go look it up on YouTube real quick. I created the art with AI.
Wow. It's legit. I mean, you're on our show. It's what? Not literally everybody stop and look at Jaime's website. Good Lord, man.
Well, I was asking y'all to go look at it. I'm
trying not to promote your own stuff, obviously. You're not even trying to promote it. You're just going, everybody in the comments, please go look at my YouTube channel and subscribe. No wonder you're getting so many people.
I
just go hijack people's podcast.
Jeez. I wanted y'all to see it. So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, went the wrong way.
But,
hold on, so you made that your, whatchamacallit with AI?
The shield, that little logo over there with the woman in the front and the two fellas on the side? Yeah, all that is AI.
That's awesome, man.
Thanks.
Cyber Gangster Cybersecurity protects your info or dies trying.
Like that. We could do a song that says, you know, been spending most of our lives living in a cyber gangster's paradise.
So yesterday, Saul Paul calls me.
Been spending most of the life.
Who Trey was talking? Who called?
Oh, it's okay. Saul Paul calls me, and he's like, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, hey, Boston, guess who's on the phone with me? And he goes, I go, it's Saul Paul, and he's like, I love that guy. He's awesome.
Trace like, oh, that?
No, my son. My son.
Oh, your son. Son.
I he thought goes, you I your love that guy. Right. He's amazing. And I was like,
yeah,
he
goes, Dad.
He makes that song, Gangster's Paradise. And Saul Paul's on the, yeah. on the, he's on speakerphone, so he's hearing all this happening. And he goes, it's okay. He goes, it's cool. I'm Coolio. I was so embarrassed for my son, for myself. But it was so funny. I was like, and he's like, wait, why does your son listen to Gangster's Paradise? I'm like, yeah, bro. We've spent like days just rewatching the game. Like, he'll just bring his tablet in and be watching the Gangster's Paradise thing. And then I have to explain the different why living in the Gangster's Paradise would be bad. He's like, Daddy, I want to live in a Gangster's Paradise. I'm like, no, son. You don't want to live in a Gangster's. He's like, but it's such a cool song. I'm like, you're right. It is a cool song, but you don't want to live in a Gangster's Paradise.
Wow. Sandy talks cheat. Jamie talks shield. Yeah, I said Jamie.
Oh, that makes me laugh really good, Jason.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. As I said, it was a good day. And so, yeah, because he was calling me about the other thing, but I was like, oh man. But it made me laugh so bad because he was so excited. He was like, I love that guy. He's amazing. And I was like, oh, no. But, yeah, so there you go. That is a good headline to the week. It only took 20 minutes to get through it. Good thing we don't have a quiz or a topic, you know.
Well, look, I think never mind. I could talk about so much. I'm going to just let y'all lead and be quiet.
Oh, we have no
idea. Until it's time to talk.
No, go ahead. Feel free.
No, it's okay. It's your show. It's not my show.
I mean, have you seen my new poster?
I was so when you walked away a while ago, I told Trey, I was like, oh man, I like his poster though.
I have I found at the Goodwill, I found an actual movie, a movie Unbreakable poster.
From really?
It released, yeah. So it'll probably go up there one day. But it's actually a light box one with the opposite direction on it. So
let me show you this picture real quick.
Do it,
because I have been eyeballing it.
Yeah, you have.
Oh yeah. Sure. Oh, do I have stuff? Do I have? I've. Can I pull a Jaime right now?
Just don't pull.
It's your show.
You can just don't pull a hamstring.
Let me promote my podcast. Flows for you.
Whoa!
Can y'all see that?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, but our banner's up. One second.
Why don't you, dude? Oh wait. Sorry.
That looks beautiful.
Yeah. So one of my favorite comic book artists, his name is John Jan, and
I've already lost interest. I'm just kidding.
So he drew that, and then he's got a Sith one.
Oh right, yes. So what's with
the? This is just. I don't know. It's just
another. What's poster. With the white, like Captain America, the clone trooper, a stormtrooper?
So those are called remarks. So when you get these are just posters generally, but then when you have the artist sign it or make a remark on there, they go on there and they'll draw this. A remark is usually like a full, it's a sketch, a little bit more than just a sketch.
Interesting. In my head, I'm like, I just want Iron Man. Like, I don't want Cap on there. Now, the stormtrooper is amazing.
Yeah.
And so the Boba Fett or Jank.
This artist is one of my favorites. Boba. I've got. Oh no!
Yeah, it's like the watermark, right?
No, I'm not. We're not sure what it is. You don't ask an artist how they do it because they don't reveal their secrets. But this guy, like, I've had a couple friends who try to redo art like his, and they're like, they couldn't figure it out. They're like, I don't know how he's doing it, but it's gorgeous.
His forehead's a little interesting. I don't know. Darth Maul's rocking the five head. Now that I can get behind.
Yeah, some of these are really legit. Really, really legit.
Oh, yeah. So Marvel Snap, right? I'm trying to get Jaime into it. And there is so much artwork, like insane art inside the game. And obviously you can get whatever variants of the cards that you want. They do the same thing. It's just a different look of the card. It's like a skin. And they are like, do you know who Art Germ is, right?
Yeah.
So he's all over Marvel Snap, and those are like,
is he really?
Oh yeah, those are the higher end like skins, but they're so good. I mean, look,
Art Germ is what his name is, Stanley Art Germ, right? He's from an Asian country. I can't remember which one. But anyway,
one of those.
He is phenomenal. Oh, like yeah. his stuff is very surrealistic.
Can you look up Carnage Art Germ for me?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, look up any Marvel Art Germ.
Well, hi, everybody that's watching. Hope you're enjoying us look up things on the internet. It's
look, if the internet has taught me anything, people don't mind when people pull stuff up because those reaction videos, however dumb they are, they get views and all
here
that.
Here you go.
Go down. Oh, no. Wait, they were there. Oh, they're right there. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Go to the first
I'm
one.
I'm not looking. Oh, I almost showed you what I'm going to show you.
The first one.
Not looking.
Yeah.
I just won that.
Is it ready?
You got that comic?
I won it just two nights ago, actually.
All right. Is it ready? I
put butts into the thing.
Yeah, it's ready. Yeah.
All right. Whoa! That's amazing!
You're so dumb.
I don't even know what I'm looking at, actually.
It's Carnage.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know which one of them. It's
made by a comic book artist who's, like, insanely good at like, detail.
Insanely good. Yeah, so I won this in the little, you know those things where you used to put the quarters in? And you do the little jig and the little capsule falls down and you open the capsule. So the capsule fell down and he was like, you got this Carnage Virgin issue. So it's a $30 book and I got it.
Wow. That's amazing.
So this is in the game though. This art piece is in the game.
I have it right here.
So cool. And I've shown you that, right?
This like, is my
there's
card.
Times where I show you some of the car or some of the comics I have and you're like, that art is in the game.
Yeah. You can use it. And then here's another Carnage. You probably can't see.
Oh, yeah, look. I see this right here. It's got the numbers right there.
Mine has a galactic. It's called Infinity Galactic Border, but you can upgrade the cards. Although, right there. So go to next to Scream. To the right of Scream. That's in the game. Gwen Stacy's face is open.
Or Venom.
Gwen, and that's Spider Gwen and Gwen Stacy, and it's 3D, so you can move it and see Venom in the background. There's so many variants, though. Art Germ is phenomenal.
3D,
thank you. Look up. Oh, let's see. Oh, Doctor Doom, Doctor Doom, Art Germ.
Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom.
I have a little bit here, Trey. I'm waiting to show you something cool.
Okay.
We'll have to wait. It needs to be full screen. So I have to wait for your Dr. Doom thing to go.
That is gnarly.
I promise you're going to think it's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, show me, Jason.
Well, I have to wait.
Do you want me to take it off?
Yes. Here we go.
I have that exact comic. That's awesome, man.
That's pretty gnarly. You have that comic, Trey?
Yeah.
Is that a comic, Jason?
Yeah.
Or is that a...
Yeah, it's a comic.
That's so awesome, man.
They put them on plates sometimes and stuff.
That's Punisher 2099.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. They actually just released a Punisher bundle in Marvel Snap. It's Misty Knight, Punisher, and Daredevil, and they're all just like amazing.
Oh, I like Misty Knight.
And you get card backs with them, like card sleeves.
Kind of like you bring Sexy back.
Yes. So the Punisher brought Sexy back.
No, you did.
And then we go to one of my favorite comics.
I know this is really interesting.
Sleepwalker. Dude, is that Sleepwalker?
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that issue one? It is.
It is.
I got that.
Sleeve that mug.
It's right next to my Slapstick and Darkhawk issue ones.
Wait.
Night Watchers. Oh, you got the Midnight Suns. It's the open one, too. Does it have the card in it still?
I don't know.
Look for the card. Just flip it open. If you don't feel the hard card in there, it's not.
Dustin's saying, if you'll ever get into power scaling, videos all over YouTube, you find out a lot of these figures are stronger than you think. Like Vader, for example, actually can move light speed and bursts. Stop. I believe
His force jump or that force run is actually force light speed run.
Yeah, and then Three Beards Podcast right now. DC. That might be nice.
DJ what sound effects, 3D from, Infinity Hold Beard. Where does like the C come from?
Three Beard
Comics?
I mean,
it seems funny, but it just doesn't match up, though. But I like it.
Three Beard Caballeros.
Three Beard Caballeros. That's the tune from...
anyway.
Caballeros. I don't think cool.
We could talk about Ahsoka coming out.
Comics over here. Yes. Let's please. I love... Ooh, I am ooh, so...
I forgot about this one.
Excited. Wait, show me.
I got a really cool one.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Cyberforce. You know who did Cyberforce? That's Jim Lee.
Oh, wow.
They just actually did a...
Number two.
Yeah, so Cyberforce was just released.
Okay. Again. You know what? I'm later. Pulling him out. One sec.
This is from when I was a kid.
You but, kept it that long?
Yeah.
Where did he say he was going? I did get this cool card from San Diego Comic-Con.
Well, that's so, awesome. Switchblade. Oh, yeah. And then there's this one, which is really cool. This one is just a... It's called Blockheads. And it's about a rapper.
You're a blockhead.
You're. That's
what it hurts. You got it. All right. So I found them. So I got these at Half Price Books.
Marvel Universe. Oh, look at that. It's the official handbook. I remember that. So one for each of the letters.
And it continues when you open the back onto the back. But it's got Silver Surfer, Thor, Storm, Black Suit Spider-Man, Human Torch, all kinds of people, a lot of people I don't even know. And then since we're doing Sleepwalker.
What?
This is
so gnarly.
32. Oh, dude, you know what, man? We should just run through comics one day. This cover, though.
Guys, that's literally what we're doing right now.
Oh, look at that. You got the rainbow issue. You're so cute, Trey.
It's because I think his lover is like, I don't know.
Happy?
Yeah, I'm confused.
There's one way to say it. Who's yelling?
My son.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Keep going. I want to see more.
Well, I got to go pull off the thing downstairs.
All right, let me show off a couple over here then.
If that's the case, I'm going to get a case.
Look at this. This is... I hate Ooh. Rebirth. Well, I don't hate Rebirth. I hate DC 2, but this is Suicide Squad Joker. But it's written by... Or it's drawn by Michael Turner.
Dustin said, the C was a mistake. I dropped out of college. Forgive me.
Did he mean 3BP?
Yes. Oh, that's a good one right there.
Is that a pretty one? You like that one?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I gotta go get it. Visit, I gotta go get nice it. Stuff for you.
You said what?
I just have to keep it though. This is one of my gems. This is Ivan Tao.
What is that?
It's called All Against Nothing or All Against All, Issue 1.
His what is that is about? Amazing.
I don't know. I don't read them. I just collect them for the art.
I want to read them.
Legit though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I'd read anything with that. Book.
Yeah. He's a famous artist. I really, really, really like him.
Jason, watch other comics.
So DC did this thing this summer.
All right, I'm back. I think we have another
DC room. Did this thing called Night Terrors this summer. And all of DC, some new villain came out and put them all to sleep and is making them live their worst nightmares. So
that is beautiful. I would actually... So I'm going to go get my comics too. You keep... what is that?
Can you tell? It's a little hard to tell, but it's Red Hood.
Okay.
And if you look, you see the duck up there. This is an homage to Jaws.
Stop. What in the world?
Can you tell? You
see how it's a crossover? Oh, yeah.
It's not a crossover. It's just an homage. So people draw like things from, you know, they just kind of reuse stuff and do it in their own way. So that's what this is. If you look at the Jaws movie poster, it'll look like that.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I
was about to say entertain everybody by myself. Guess I can show off some of my comics. So here's a cool one. Jane or Dustin. This one's a neon. So DC with these Night Terrors, they have three, maybe four neon books. This is one of them. These are going to be gnarly. If you see these out in the wild, grab one. Hold on to it because it'll be good. These are some of the newer books. Like I said, these are, I'm going to save a couple of these to show off when Trey and Jason get back, so that way I can tell a little bit of story behind it. But here's a Shazam. The new Shazam is now Mary Marvel, because Shazam had to take over in the Rock of Eternity in the comic books. So now Mary's got to be the new Shazam in the world. Look at this. This is the Green Lantern. This is actually the first. So they do variants now, right? So it's issue two, but there's different variants. This is variant or cover A, and it actually looks better than the other covers.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah. So John Jang is going to be doing the Green Lantern covers next month, and his looks spectacular.
So my artwork is probably not going to be nearly as cool as yours, but this was a disgusting find.
What do you got there? Oh, look at you.
It's number one.
Yeah, it is. You got to turn off the... Can you turn off the your ring light? Or is it too dark? For you, it's going to be too dark, but for us, it won't be too dark.
What if I do this?
Yeah, that works out still. There you go.
Because maybe you come in from the side.
So it's because the light is in front of you, you've got to go away from it.
The ring light is not necessarily a thing. It's the focus and the light in the background. I could turn it down a little bit, maybe.
So this cover right here, the nightmare, I like that.
Also the window.
I like yours a lot. This is so this is Billy Batson as Black Adam. What if Billy Batson
looks so sick.
Bad? It looks the same, but honestly, it's just a slight face. But the night terrors, that's Billy's nightmare. His nightmare is becoming the Black Adam. Oh, nice, nice, nice. Look at that.
Again,
is that War Machine's first appearance? War Machine, I got that one over there, Jason. I picked that up just a few months ago. Why aren't you putting them in the plastics?
These are just random. These are things I've collected. These are things I had since I was like 20.
That's a beautiful comic, actually.
Ooh.
I was on the hunt for it for a long time. People kept buying it out from under me. They sniped me.
Losers.
What did you buy it for?
I think it was about 15 or 20, maybe.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. All right.
Look at this.
I think I've showed you this one before. Oh, that one's beautiful.
It's foil.
Ready?
Yeah.
What does that say? It's Death of All the Superheroes.
What is it called?
Armageddon 2001.
That's awesome. I've never seen that one.
Introduction to Wave Rider.
That looks like the anti-monitor way in the back.
Here, I'll do this for your purposes. So you can check it out.
Oh, there we go. I can see it better. Gnarly, man. That looks so cool.
Yeah. So, like, he's like a time-traveling dude.
Uh-huh.
So he's able to...
Right. I thought I had one of my loose Punisher comics, but this is close enough. Go ahead, Jaime.
I was showing this off earlier. I'll just show it real quick. It's a neon.
Oh, that's sick.
Night Terrors. Go ahead. Oh, that looks cool.
Oh, nice.
What is Son of the Punisher 2099?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that exists. That looks like a signature on there. Is it a signature?
No.
Oh, okay. His bandana looks like it.
All right, this is my last one.
Sleepwalker
Holiday Edition.
Nice. Oh. I love Sleepwalker. I thought he was cool.
That's my favorite comics, which is I think I told you about it before. It's called I always take them out when I want to get inspired to write something, but I lost them at some point. It's a five comic miniseries, and it's called The Superhuman Corpse. I'm saying it wrong.
Four. I don't remember that one.
I'll have to look it up. But it's about a team that has built like an army, a branch of the army that's built up just to fight DC villains. And they lose in their first battle. All the people die.
Oh, wow.
And then it's the story of the one survivor and how they're promoting him because he survived the one battle. But then he slowly starts a whole battle to figure out that they didn't die, but they all were sent to a hell dimension.
Yeah. This is Greg Horn. She's a Spider-Man variant. Spider-Gwen variant.
Dustin's saying Red Hood. Yo, Batman beat his butt crazy in the Red Hood movie, broke a toilet bowl over his face. he said bring back the OG Superman version of Kingpin. Okay. There's a crazy trend of black superheroes getting electricity powers in comics.
Oh, look at that. Why?
Speaking of Storm.
No, it's because they could never get the rights, and so they just gave a different person the name. So that's why they kept on getting electric powers. Because they couldn't get the rights to the first guy.
I mean, it's all DC, though, right? Because Marvel, outside of Storm, and DC, there's Black Lightning, there's Static, actually, I think those are the only two that I can recall.
So, Jason, you're 25. Why you say 20 like it's a long time ago?
Yeah, Darkness.
$125 comic book right here.
Nice.
Took me forever to get it. I didn't pay that much for it.
So, Ghost Rider Trail of Tears?
I got that. It's back there. You can't see it, but you see under Superman over there in the back?
Yes.
So, right, that comic right there is Ghost Rider Trail of Tears, but I hate it.
Not good?
No. So, look at yours real quick. Look for the initials CC. Because I'm pretty sure Clayton Crane drew Trail of Tears.
Ennis Crane, EC.
So Ennis is one guy, Garth Ennis, and then Crane is Clayton Crane. Is that what it says?
It says Ennis Crane.
Yeah, so, okay. Crane, freaking trash human being. I can't. I hate him.
Oh, okay.
Look at this one, Trey. This is one I had gotten
to.
The art is beautiful.
I'd get those just for the art, man. Is that in a good sleeve?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to freak over this one. This one is really hard to get, and it took me like a while to get it, but I finally got my hands on it.
How is that a comic?
They turned it into a comic after the TV show.
Dude, I want to watch it, or I want to read that so badly.
So this is a virgin copy. This one... So the last time I checked was going for like big bucks. I don't know if this one will go for that, but I need to check because I want to say it was like in the 300 or 400s.
That one you're holding in your hand?
Yeah. I didn't pay that much for it, but I was I need to.
This is 25 cents that I found in a 25 cent bin. World War Hulk. Frontline.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
I think it's World War Hulk.
Guys, if you're watching the show going, what is happening? We don't know. We're just having a good time. But I promise you, if you wait for a few more minutes, I will do the most epic comic book freestyle rap I've ever done. And that not only am I going to use words that you use, but we'll let Jaime throw up some comics, and I have to actually add the comic pictures that he shows into the raps. And so we'll see how that goes. It should be
fun. This is Art Germ.
Have a few minutes. Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
You ready, Jaime?
Show me. Oh, so do you see this, all those stacks over there? Majority of those stacks over there are spawns. Gunslinger Spawn, Scorched, and King Spawn all over there.
This is actually one of my crazier ones. It's actually perfect that there's a glare. It's like pitch black in front of me, but you can see the glare. It's Spirit of Vengeance. Marvel Comics Prince, it's a Vengeance, Siege of Darkness, and then it's upside down on the backside.
How do you not have
nice
big tray?
I normally would.
I spent like $10 to get that comic, 10 or 15.
It was 25 cents.
But it's probably a 25 cent
variant
grade.
Oh, also. Probably.
You know what I mean?
It's good, but... There's an upside down side.
Okay,
it's split in half.
Here is the Human Defense Corps. That's what it's called.
Core, Jason.
Yeah, core.
What did you call it? The corpse.
Corpse.
A corpse is a dead body.
Well, no, that matters because that's what ends up happening to them all at the first episode. This
C-O-R-P
they all die.
S-E is corpse.
I know, but it's funny.
Wait, yeah, that's how you spell corpse versus core?
Corpse is C-O-R-P-S-E.
You sure about that?
Corpse. C-O-R-P-S-E.
Yeah. Corpse.
Core is the Marine Corps. Is C-O-R-P-S.
Oh, okay. So if it's a dead body, it ends with an E?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's this.
Crusade. Ah, oh, look at that. Man, why do you not have these in plastic?
I'm sorry, dude. They've been sitting.
You're throwing these
all
off.
All my magic cards are in sleeves.
You're making all the customers. All your watchers are going to be struggling.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
What they come for?
You all got watchers.
All my watchers are cased.
Did you get the Eric Draven Crow pop finals?
I have that one too. I like that.
So funny.
No, I did not.
Did you know they released three of them, right?
I got this, Trey.
What is that? Is that the one from Tales from the Dark Side?
That's from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Game of Thrones.
Not because I know Game of Thrones, because I know pop finals. That's terrible.
I had some pop finals. Ooh. I thought I was going
to say. Ooh. Oh, I'm screaming. Hold on. I don't know how I got this one. This is Morbius.
Morbius.
Oh, I don't even have my Morbius ones.
It's Morbius. And somehow this one is destroyed, but it was in a 25 cents thing. There's a whole piece missing here in the front. It's so sad.
Oh, I do have one more. My bad. Here it is. Shadow of the Bat.
Oh, nice. You showed me Wetworks a minute ago, didn't you? No, you showed me Cyberforce.
Yes. Wetworks. I showed you the second episode, the second one of Cyberforce. Here it is.
Dustin saying, Mr. Fantastic versus Luffy. Who you got?
Luffy.
Luffy, for sure.
Yeah.
I
wish it was I don't know. I would say...
Well, I would say for intelligence, if I'm to play, Mr. Fantastic would win.
Well, I don't even think planning. I think if there was just a way for him to apply his science, but if I didn't, I would have to just say, yeah, Luffy first.
And then Dustin said, never apologize or explain nerding out. And then he said, corpse for body, C-O-R-P or C-O-R-P-S for corporations.
Hmm. I don't know about that. But I'm not an English major like him, so I'm going to go by what he
said. It's true. That's how you spell it.
I trust him.
Brother, cousin. Oh, I also got this.
I can't believe you have comics laying around. It's like the Tonight Show was made for me or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's also... I just spent the last day reorganizing all my toys because I literally just got into my garage after moving in for a month. So I just randomly fell all of my...
That is so cool.
So worked out for you.
I'm a little jealous because I just like found... when I can open comics and see them.
Sorry, I don't have any more comics, but I have these I found.
The Thanos Imperative.
Interesting.
Oh, it's a graphic novel. It's a basically comic, but...
Trade paperback? Sticker.
Cybersecurity guy, these are USB toys.
USB toys?
Yeah. So all they are is like little figures that are just USBs.
What would you like me to do with these figurines?
Figurines.
I don't even remember where that came from, do y'all?
But they're worth like $25 each, Jaime.
You're worth more than $25.
Yeah, you.
I have 20 of them.
Yeah, you do.
So there's a series of books out there that I need to get that are like this. So first off, it's an homage to The Dark Knight. And then secondly, it's replaced with WB's characters.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's something, all right. It's something. Yeah, I've got a bunch. I don't know if you can tell, but those comics right there are all of those. You know how they have slab comics, hard shell comics? That's what those are right there.
So, what was the first comic book you ever got? Or that you can
first
remember?
First comic?
That you remember.
My mom had gotten me a subscription to both, because it was a dual subscription, to both Captain America and The Amazing Spider-Man. And it was cool because it was The Amazing Spider-Man right before McFarlane's run, right before he took over. And so some legit books out there. Man, you got some great Spirit of Vengeance and Ghost Rider books. Spirits of Venom. It's Spirits of Venom. Yep. Now I remember that. Yep.
That's
actually it's on my radar.
I own that. Yet.
I might have to get those. And
I have a hard time orienting this.
Oh, wait. So look who drew that, because I think it's either going to be Jim Lee or very well
Jim Lee.
Okay. Yeah. So, but it's funny that you've been, you both of you have been showing a lot of the Ghost Rider stuff or Ghost Rider related, because the first book that I bought on my own was Ghost Rider issue one.
Wow.
The second one, the second volume, which is
I need the Punisher volume one. That's my goal.
So if you go to the comic shop right now, there's a good chance that you could find a facsimile version of Punisher's first appearance, which is an Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Hold on. Hey Google, what Spider-Man volume did the Punisher first appear? Spider-Man 129. Okay, Google, stop.
So then, so they made some facsimile versions that they released this year, and that's one of them. There is a cool series coming out called Dark Droids. Actually, it just dropped this week, or last week, dropped out on Tuesday. But it's called Dark Droids, and it answers an interesting Star Wars lore question that they have yet to ever answer.
Which is what? When
can a droid use the Force?
I would hope not.
Well, I think they are, because they're going to answer it. And if you look, is based about AI that is getting infected, and it's affecting all the droids in the galaxy. What does that say at the bottom? The Punisher what?
The Punisher Eurohit. Eurohit.
Eurohit. Nice.
Not that it's canon, but they do actually talk about it in the second season of Visions.
This art's beautiful.
Ah. War Journal. Punisher
War Journal.
They give,
dude, I want to show off my Punishers to you. Because
we're not that kind of show, guys.
No, I'm just saying.
We're not that kind of show.
You know, he's like the leader of the hand now, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? <It's insane. laughs> Really, I mean?
You're stupid. Shut up.
Hold on. What did I miss?
He's being stupid.
I just told you that we're not showing our Punishers to each other, and then you said he's the leader of the hand.
He's my Punisher.
He is. Oh, that is good.
I appreciate
that is
your
crispy.
I appreciate your non terrible brain. So, anyways,
and I think he's fighting Kraven.
That's me.
This is Kraven.
Looks like it. It's hard to tell from here.
Darth Vader all day, guys. That's not even a question.
But I can't wait to show off
General Grievous versus Darth Vader. Who you got? Darth Vader.
Vader.
Well, Vader. Sleepy. Obi-Wan.
Anyone who has
Darth Vader napping is going to destroy General Grievous.
Yeah, when you have a lord, that's going to be hard to, you know, say Grievous could even hold up to them, right? But I am really so excited about Ahsoka, because you brought that up earlier, and I can't wait to give some comics to have her on.
So here's the tough part about that show. So you know the Sith / Dark Jedi that will be appearing in the show, which they're really harping on, is the girl with the blonde short hair and the other older guy
the ones with the orange lightsabers, right?
One of them's orange.
Oh,
like
okay.
It's a dark yellow. Light red. I don't know how to. Yeah. Whatever. It's supposedly orange. I could be wrong. It's what people are saying.
Do you see gold or do you see purple? Wait, what?
That actor passed away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
now
did he finish his mind?
Well, they said that. So he was such a huge Star Wars fan that he was able to get into the show, not because he was a huge Star Wars fan, because he was a good actor, but he said that his family asked if there was a CG for his face, that if he doesn't pass, like if he doesn't die in Ahsoka or whatever, that his family is totally fine with him being CG'd into the series. Like the stuff
that
they've done.
That's our go-to thing or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
If he's good.
Do you know that? I know I've mentioned this before, but do you know that that Darth Vader's vocals weren't even homie for Kenobi.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, that was all CG. It was all AI.
Oh.
He actually retired from doing the part.
What's interesting?
No!
Oh, so James Earl Jones didn't do the voice in Kenobi.
I swear, that's what we just heard.
Kenobi. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Kenobi!
Kenobi. Kenobi. Yeah, but, oh, do the Jobi thing, but with Kenobi.
But the idea was is that they actually, they have his AI, and so he has, he gets rights. He's, he just retired from the part.
So,
he doesn't have rights. He gave the rights over.
Yeah.
If you were upset earlier, Jaime, you're going to be really upset with me.
Why?
Because these were my grandfather's old comics that he had.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And his barber.
You've got to please don't do this to him. Writer, the original ones, aren't you? Ooh. What issue is that?
Number 70?
No, 170.
Hold on. 170?
Hold on. 170.
And it's honestly, for the age, not in bad condition.
170.
I have 169, 170. I have What If featuring Daredevil and Captain America.
Hold on, you're going too fast. You're going too fast.
Matter of fact, I didn't even look at this stuff. I have Miss Marvel number 8.
175. No, 170. Because that one looks like the one where he's drunk. He starts getting, it's based on the movie, actually. So let's see, 1983. Yeah, first appearance of James Rhodes as Iron Man. Dude, you got a first. That's a freaking key right there, dude.
How much is it worth?
$13.
I'll
buy it off you for 20.
The Invincible Iron Man 169.
169. Let's see. Just go back more.
Yeah,
these are very fine grades, which is 7.0 to 8.5. So
right. Miss Marvel number 8.
Show me, because that one might be. There's several volumes of Miss Marvel. I need to know which one it is. Okay.
Notice how it's saying Marvel Comics Group. Like, these are old.
Again, guys, I hope you're having a great, awesome day. This is a special episode of
Florida. I mean, you have three viewers, and they've been on here, at least that we've recorded.
And I love y'all.
Spider-Man number 89. Three
guys. This is our look at our comics edition of the show. We'll do a really fun wrap here at the end.
Had I know this is
comics, I hope you're enjoying. If you want this content, we could probably talk Jaime into doing a show where we just talk comic books the entire time.
I would love
so if this is something so that you want, please let us know, and we'll make it happen, Captain.
Good Lord, there's too many Miss Marvels.
I have a Black Panther, and it is terrible condition.
Here we go. Miss Marvel 8, 1977, 30-cent cover. Oh. You might want to get that cleaned up. I'm not going to lie. This one in the first comic you showed me, you should look at getting those cleaned up. You need to get them in back now. You need to take those Punishers out and put those in there. Holy crap.
Number 3.
Trey, I'm serious. Like, right now, like, I don't even need to look that up. You need to get those books in some plastic and protect them, because so far what you've shown me, I'm not going to lie, man, there is some gold that you have there.
Bubby. You got some...
Oh, hey. Jaime, you should...
Number
Jaime.
One.
Jaime, before he shows you any more, Jaime, you should just offer a bid right now for the entire
thing without him. I'll take them all for $100.
No. And then you can't look at them anymore.
This actually is I forgot that I had these, and I'm kind of killing myself, like kicking myself over here.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it Marvel for 125.
Tales starring Spider-Man. We should honestly look these up, dude. There's one, it's what if the Avengers beat everyone.
Was that 1985 or 1982 on that Vision and Scarlet Witch? I think it was 1982 you showed.
It doesn't say. 60 cents. November.
60 cents? Okay. Never mind. That was not as expensive as I thought it would have been. Jeez. But in 2021, it had its highest recorded value at $400.
Unlimited power.
That's also pristine condition, probably.
Yeah, probably not.
No, I actually, plastic. That's my, I know, man, I'm sorry.
What else do you got? It sounds like you said something else. What was the, what if?
These are the rest. Oh, I got Wacky Witch. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. Keep that to yourself. Spotlight. Wacky Witch. What issue is that?
It's a 30-cent cover. It doesn't say.
Ooh, witchy woman.
So one of the first ones I think I got was Super Pro, which is the NFL version of a superhero on Marvel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super Pro. I remember him. He was 1991. What issue is that one? October what? Right-hand corner. Top right.
October 207.
Justice League of America. Do you remember it? You know, I always thought that they based that character off of Bojack.
Yeah.
207. Only because Bo knows everything.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's funny. Have you seen the original Captain America movie? The 1980s one?
Mm-hmm. It's about $3. Yeah, it starred John Shipp Jr. or whatever his name was. Basically, the guy
crazy part Flash. Is that literally almost the whole movie is the same plot as the first adventure. I was like, wait.
I'm not going to lie. I liked it when it came out, but I was a kid too, and I enjoyed it.
It wasn't bad. It was like, wow. But it was like, it's literally the same plot. It's like just less cool option. Yeah.
It definitely aged, right?
Yeah, I saw it on Hulu or something a few days ago, and I was like, that's crazy. The first Fantastic Four, like, they fight Mole Man, is a classic.
Moly, moly, moly. Hold on. God darn it, man. Why are you doing this to me?
You should have. Hey, Jaime, you should have made a better bid. And then that whole
thing. I don't think my bid was. Dracula. What issue? Trey? Tomb of Dracula. I think it was
59.
59. And oh, you won. August of 77. My birthday's this week, you know. So if you want to pass any of those over here. $11.
Anyway, that's watching the show, if you want to put in the comments what your first comic was, I'll mention it to the guys since they're
I
so
appreciate Jason being, you know, I'm going to hold on. I'll be right back. Because now you got me.
Uh-oh.
I have one more thing. I have one more comic, but it's Jaime's already. So he's already called it. But yeah, if you want to tell us your first comic, that'd be cool. But if not, we'll just keep on reading Wolf Scribe's comments because they're entertaining. Do you see this one, Trey? AI is going to kill us all. iRobot expect Will Smith is busy slapping Chris Rock to save us. Yeah, that's fair. We're all done. We're dead now. But yeah, thank you so much, Trey. I am excited that we're able just to do something random today. I do not know what's happening. I'm afraid when I go back in the other room that there's going to be. Jaime, I have one more.
Would y'all have laughed at me really hard if I had fallen down just a second ago?
Oh, we would have, and I would have soloed 59. It so I can.
This is actually in pretty good condition.
So well, Jaime, I have one more set of comic books. I can go grab, but it's already yours. So
it is? It.
Yes. I don't even know if you remember. All right, I'll be back.
Okay. So I got this in a couple days ago, and I was really happy to get this one.
Thundercats. That's awesome.
Yeah, issue zero. Yeah, what happened? Pretty gnarly, huh?
That's so awesome, man.
Man, I'm more into your comics. Your comics are more cooler than my comics right now. At least what I have near me.
Captain America 279.
See, I'm afraid to go looking some of those up because you're going to make me struggle. Oh, he beats some man who's beating his wife up all the time. Can you see this one? I don't think you can.
He's fighting Steve Rogers.
He is. He must be the USA agent. You need to stop reading those and touching those. You need to go get some gloves on. You need to grab some plastic bags and put them in.
I really have plastic bags.
Bro, you have some really good books right there. Kid Colt Outlaw. Those books, they end up, I don't know if that was one, but those kind of books, the like Lone Ranger and stuff like that, they go for pretty good. Oh, look at that. There's some really cool first appearances of Rom in Rom. I don't know if that book has it.
Looks like they're about to crucify somebody.
I got this signed by Tyler Kirkham and Donnie Cates.
Oh, that looks so good.
You can see their signature one's right there.
In the corner.
Uh-huh. And then I can't remember where I got the other one. Right there.
Who is that? The Noel?
This one?
That's Noel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Noel I took have a whole freaking 2 years of people's comics.
A Turok comic. And it is sliced and diced, sadly. That is the front cover.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
All right, here we go. Archangels, The Fall in the Steel
Cage. That's right, the Archangels.
And this is a Jesus trilogy of angel books. So we got volume 3, volume 2, and volume 1.
Look at that. I remember grabbing those books when they first came out so many years ago.
Yeah.
Those were really cool.
Yep. Jaime saw them one day and was like, just put them to the side. One day I'll give them.
Yes.
And I was like, it's cool. They're not going to sell. They were just a cool thing I found.
Check out this. Can you see that cover, the turtles? It's that artist, John Jiang, again.
That's awesome.
So did y'all see the teaser trailer for The Last Ronin?
No.
Yes.
Came out this past weekend.
Oh, are you going to... Oh, wait. Am I allowed to talk about it? I would forget if I decided what? That I'm going to... I'm trying to decide if I decided that I'm going to... if I'm going to mention movie productions or not.
Movie productions?
Yeah.
Like what?
With a strike.
Oh... Yeah, everything's on strike right now, man.
Yeah, but the trick is if you, you know, if you promote too much, then you're a scab. And I would like to be on some TV shows one day, so I don't want to be a scab. So
what's a scab? I don't even know if I know.
That means somebody that crosses this picket line and does promotion for a movie or something when they shouldn't, because they need to be focused on the strike and not promoting works that are out right now. So like if you were to get a TV deal right now, if somebody was like, oh, Jay Pimels, you're amazing, we want your podcast on national TV, and you signed a contract, you would never be able to work with any union, have any union actors come to your show. You would never be able to work with producers or anything, because you would count as a scab and you would be blacklisted from the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild.
Really?
Yep, which is crazy. But I can say this. At Alamo Drafthouse, they have a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles menu, and they have a pickle and pepperoni pizza.
Gross.
It sounds gross, but if it's
fried pickles.
Oh, they might actually be really good then.
Yeah, no, I was trying to talk my wife into letting me just go, but they, not watch the movie, obviously, just go eat the food. What if Avengers defeated everything?
Everybody.
Look, you know what? So I was telling someone this the other day, and I was like, I'm so tired. There's a few things in the comic book world I'm tired of, right? First, movies. Variants. We got variants everywhere. Everywhere. Every comic book issue that comes out has to have several variants, and it makes collecting them a pain. Because not only do you have variants, but you also have exclusives. Not only do you have exclusives, you also have ratios. And it's just getting out of control. All right, next thing. I'm also tired of Zaslav. I just think Zaslav needs to stop touching DC movies and just get away from it. Everything DC puts out is trash, okay? Just going to say that.
Yeah.
Everything DC movie related is trash. Just going to say that. I'm not a hater on James Gunn, Zack Snyder. Although, I'll go on a sidetrack and say, can we just let Zack Snyder stuff rest? It's never going to happen anymore. There's no more Zack Snyder universe cuts or anything else. Just the last thing we have left is the Flash 4-hour cut that was on the floor that'll be releasing hopefully on DVD or whatever later. And supposedly makes the movie better, which if you didn't watch it, was a really garbage movie.
The black and white version? Yeah, no, I'm done.
Black and white? What do you mean?
Oh, so not only did they do the director's cut, did the one cut, later he released a black and white version of the same movie.
of the Flash?
Oh, sorry. No, I was talking about the Justice League.
Oh, okay. But is it the same movie?
It's the extended version with all of the new stuff in it.
So the Zack Snyder cut?
Yes, but it's black and white.
But it's black and white. As long as it, when you, if you were to, how did they say it? Someone told me once, they're like, if you cut both ends of poop off, like you're still left with poop.
Yeah. So, no idea.
I was like, okay. And I can't deny it because the audio for Justice League, Zack Snyder should have been phenomenal, but was so recycled. It was horrible. It really made the first 30 minutes of the movie just terrible because you're like, oh, great. Here we go.
Did you watch?
Trey, you're awesome. You're horribly awesome, Trey.
Okay. Did you watch the Across the Spider-Verse in the theater?
Yes.
Into the Spider-Verse.
No, Across the Spider-Verse. That's the second
one. I watched both of them. Wait, Into the Spider-Verse is the first one.
Yes.
Across the Spider-Verse is the second one.
So the
Your mom.
Well, no. I'm sorry. The first movie, the animated movie, was just what?
Into the Spider-Verse.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
So then what's the second movie called?
Across the Spider-Verse.
And what's the third one going to be called?
Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Okay. All right. I'll take your... that's fine.
I have the posters of my I believe you're making me question.
What was your
myself.
Point, though?
This was the point.
No, Paradise. The sound.
Oh, that's a good one.
The that's sound is terrible in it.
It is?
The beginning, the first, when it's in Spider-Gwen's world, the sound is terrible. And they supposedly fixed it. But if you watch it somewhere that we can watch it, you will notice the sound is also not very good. So,
really?
And the new cut, everybody's complaining about it. The new the cut that was released on DVD digital, actually is a variant version. And so, actually, some of the lines from the one you saw in the theater is not in this version.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. But did you also know that there were two variants out in the movie theaters?
Yeah, but supposedly this is a different one altogether.
I don't know which one I saw in the movie theater as far as, compared to the movie theater versions.
I know the one I saw at home was not the one I saw at the theater. So I was like, whoa, this is totally different.
You're totally
different. Was it already at home? It's already out in the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Came out Tuesday. I want to do this all night, guys. We've been going for an hour and 18 minutes. Jason, what do you want to do or what do you want to wrap up here?
We're going to do a wrap. And so what we're going to do is please put whatever word you want in the comments. And then, Trey, if you could beatbox and throw out comics, whatever I see in the picture in the y'all's frames, I will add those. I don't know if I'll call the person, but I will add the description I see into the wrap. So I'll use comics. Oh, nice. He already got them set up. See, good job, Wolfscribe, for really paying attention to our previous shows. Only one word in the thing, and I will use it. Yes, and I will gladly rap about poop. I live that life. Jaime will show some pictures. Trey might show something, but he's beatboxing. He doesn't have to do anything. And we already lost a viewer, so let's get out of here. We'll do this, and then we'll close the show. So thank you so much, everybody, for watching a random episode. This is not normally how our show goes, but if you enjoy this content, please let us know, and we will gladly make a different show that does this. Thank you so much, Jaime, for just joining us, even though you were supposed to be working, and you got totally distracted by us, and we're sorry for that. So
I can't show that book. That's a no-no book.
Look at this comment.
Here for Jaime. Oh, thanks, you. Thank you, Wolf. I'm here for you too.
He must be the guy that did all the subscribing on your cyber gangster channel. It's all his alt accounts. He just has like 20. He has 200 YouTube accounts, and he's just like subscribe all of them.
Hey, I'll take them. You know what?
Yeah.
I got an email from Trey that he subscribed. That was nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get one that someone else subscribed.
Mm.
I thought I did when we first started.
Oh, maybe you did. All I'm saying is I didn't see it this time.
I love that my my son will always come to me and goes, "Daddy, you have your own channel. It's awesome."
Aww.
He's so happy. He's so happy for his daddy's channel, a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And he'll like come back and try to produce my. He was telling Saul Paul that I have a YouTube channel, and
he was telling who?
Saul Paul. After he had told him, after he asked, after he told him that he was Coolio. Yeah.
Coolio.
All right, here we go. Trey, you ready to go?
I'm sorry. Yes, give me a second.
Are you trying to get?
No, he's playing his video game again. You remember how he was at the beginning of the show? I hope you stitched together the beginning when he was playing the video game when you were asking me questions. You can be like, "This is what an attentive host looks like," and then you put Trey there, and then stitch it to the end where he's been doing nothing but looking down. Also,
hey, leave me alone.
Speaking of, have you heard? Have you seen TikTok or anything in the last week and a half?
I don't do TikTok.
Or any other short form video.
I have the Hulk versus Quasimodo. Issue one.
Dude, that's legit.
So they have there's this person that's blown up right now. It's Bobby Altoff.
It doesn't sound familiar.
So what she does is she interviews people but awkwardly. And she interviewed Drake and a bunch of other people, and now she's like the most
She was like her kid. She missed out on his birthday to go for the interview. Okay. Yeah. I saw that, but I didn't know she was blown up. I just thought she was.
Yeah, no, she's like,
I'm ready.
Going crazy, like to the point that everybody, like, she was just on the Today Show or something. But yeah, she's like everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's do this. But yeah, she just does this. She'll just do this. So, when did you start losing your hair? Oh my God. Mr. Pineapples?
I haven't lost my hair. It's still there.
Was it when you were two? Because you still look like a baby.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to have emotions about this? I'm just telling you how I feel about it. Also, your beard. Very nice.
Okay. Are we ready?
I love you too. Love you too.
Oh, what? I'm married, sir. I'm married. I can't have your love.
Keep screaming, "I love you." And you're ignoring him.
He just keeps on adding words.
Yo, we got DJ Sound Effects, J Pineapples, and Scott the Psalmist in the mic. Let's get it.
I'm on an apple rub.
Hey. Welcome to our Morbius. I can say it's Morbin time. I can sit when I grind, and I'm wondering why. If I got some mole, I'm hearing the mold. I'm only neon colors because I'm thinking I know. It's the me you love in the dark. I don't know what's going on with you in the dark. Now I can't start. Only if I got a Spider-Man. And yes, I got to poop in the toilet again, man. Only if I can't go back with the Department of Truth. I can't read that words that's above it, but that's cool. Did he say I got a box of chocolates? I know. The Punisher, the war journals. He's looking at Rambo. Oh, no. What do? I gotta break it. Death metal with the metal death. Ooh, but it says Dark Knights. Death metal B. And she's looking dope with the Wonder Woman G. Oh, but now I already said mole, bro. And that's okay, because I'm out of control. I'm looking at these comics and making raps and exhale. Spider-Man in the Cross of Spider-Verse veil. But now we got Punisher, Suicide Run. Only if I can't make the suicide fun. And we see it back with the Batman, Batman. Now I gotta say Superman. Oh, like, man. Ah, now I'm sitting like little lizard. Now I got a lizard and I'm breaking back Skinner. Ghost Rider, Dunny Keith. Now I gotta ever see. Yes, he's like flying in the sky with the neon G. Now we got some more word journals and now I go. His arm's about to explode and I don't even go. But now we got Storm. Only if I couldn't be lightning in my face. Yes, yes, you could call me B. Darth Vader. He's got his warp speed. Looking like he's cool out of control and B, and yes, I know you're here for that guy named High Me. Only if I couldn't make your deck, and I see Cosmic Ghost Rider. He's flying through the cosmos. Ghost Rider on the ground. Still, I ever know, no. But now I got the flow, bro. Only if I go. Now I'm looking back like this. I don't know, yo. Ooh, Punisher. I see you gotta go. Who's that on top of him? I still can't ever be. Oh, that's Ghost Rider. Punishing time. Looking back, now I got the punishing grind. Ooh, Duel Master. Only if he's getting to go. He's like, oh, I gotta
back hard. I'm about to get you, bro. Only if I didn't ever know, I know. But now we got the black and white hollow, bro. Oh, oh. And we got Hulk, but that's Wolverine. I don't even know what the Ghost Rider is saying to me. And then I'm looking because I knew what he's doing. He got his like reflection in the claws, dude. Ooh, I guess we're done with this rap. I exhale, breathe when I get him all that. Oh, oh. Now we got the Action Comics old school with the Supergirl, and I can't do, oh, all them things that I ever say. Sometimes I couldn't run it back in every way. Now I'm looking back because I never go down, and we're with Jay Pineapples and GG Sound Effects now.
Nice.
Dope Sick Nasty.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Please come check us out next week. If you're looking for a website, go to Nomad Web Design. If you're looking for comics, hey, come back to our new show, Flows For You Comics. It's every Tuesday at Don't Split. and
pump the brakes.
Or hit the gas.
And
hit the gas.
You know, if you're... thank you so much again. Check us out anywhere you can find podcasts. Or go to our YouTube channel and subscribe so we can have more subscribers than Jaime. Because that's the only good life of my life. And thank you again so much. Thank you for Jaime for coming on to the show and just making a weird show with us today. We do this. This is what we do. We just have fun, make up fun raps. And we just, you know, we literally just showed our comic books off. Like, that's what we do.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not either.
All right. Everybody had fun. I had fun. And it's, again, I do this because I get to hang out with y'all. So it makes me very happy. I'm talking to Wolfscribe when I say that, not you guys. Punisher Warzone, that one's cool.
That's a lot of them. Mjolnir coming down on him.
All right,
Mjolnir's jacking his world up.
Trey, am I forgetting anything?
No, we love you guys. Thank you for watching the show. If you guys want to hit us up or come on to the show, please feel free to go on. Yeah, flowsforyou.com. This might be a new bit. I don't know. flowsforyou.com or just message us through Facebook, Trey Stoneburner and Scott the Psalmist or Jason Riley. Hit us up through there. We'd love to have you on the show and talk about all kinds of fun stuff.
And
I would have liked to talk about anime earlier, Wolf. I know he had mentioned something earlier, and
that would have been cool. But we've got focused on the comics, and
we got focused on the Punisher, too, though.
Yeah,
Warzone. That's a nice cover.
It's Wolverine and Cap in the grave.
Trey
and Iron Man. What? What's up,
Trey?
Is it that time,
Trey?
Okay. Well, we gotta get our thing out here.
Whoa, again, not that kind of show. Oh, we're not doing that. I was just talking about I was just talking about flows for you.
Flows for you.
Remember, guys, this is a show where anything can happen and everything happens. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
We love you guys. Dope. Peace. Jaime, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show and showing us all your comics.
Remember,
thanks for letting me be here, guys.
All pineapples on pizza forever.
No.
Always.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. And jalapenos.
No.
Or jalapenos.
We love you guys. Have a good night. Don't drink a whole bunch of milk, because especially if you're lactose intolerant. And that's it.
Don't forget the show.
You said what?
No one pressed the button.
Hold on, say it. What did you say, Jaime?
I just said, don't forget about the social and distancing show, y'all.
Don't have diarrhea. See ya.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast?
Make sure you check out the cybersecurity gangster.
Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say it flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now, this is what we do. Say it flows for you, flows for you. This is what